This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, what a privilege it is to have Natalie Manuel Lee, host of Now with Natalie, joining us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I so enjoyed season one of the show. You brought about some really important conversations around identity and purpose, passions, all of these sorts of things. We know when season two comes out, you're going to be talking a whole lot more about issues of shame and guilt, forgiveness. You've kicked that off with an incredible conversation with Hailey Bieber. Why were those subjects ones that you really wanted to jump into this time?
Well, so like you said, season one was we are not defined by what we do as far as like our job, our occupation, the money we have, the cars we drive, the friends that we have, the circle that we run into. And season two is really about you're not what you have done, what we've actually done, which is the mistakes, the frailties, and the shame that we put on ourselves. And a lot of times we don't realize that all of those things that we're feeling stop us from really knowing our true purpose and our identity, because shame wants to rob us and still kill and destroy certain things in our lives and in our mental headspace. And for me, it was just a sensitive subject because it's a universal topic. We all go through it. We all go through shame and feeling guilt and having our failures to define us, having our shame to define us, all those different things. And I think what was important for me to sit down and speak with Hailey was I knew the season that she went through and dealing with shame and dealing with all that guilt. And she wanted to speak about it. And I think, you know, for me, I wanted to give her a safe space to be able to talk about it and really tell her truth. And like I always say, the greatest way to serve is to tell your story. And she did that. But I think it's because it's such a universal topic, we don't realize that it's haunting us day in and day out. We don't realize that those negative thoughts of our past and our mistakes are always there trying to define us. And when we misdefine who we are, we stop short of living in our purpose. We stop short in living into the full potential of what God has called us to be.
And you're able to, I think, with Hailey, have such a strong discussion about it because clearly you guys have a friendship. You know, you call her your little sister and you share a great bond together. How did you actually meet Hailey and become friends?
We met through, I worked with my brother at Fear of God, and we met through crossing paths there, and we just connected. I mean, she's family. She's literally family to me. Mm. And again, we've built our relationship off of trust, and we've, over the years, have just built a great friendship, relationship, and sisterhood.
And I think that's really precious, particularly for people who hold roles with a lot of prominence, a lot of public responsibility. You're going to be tapping into these conversations, shame, forgiveness, all of those sorts of things, with a lot of people who have quite a lot of influence. Do you feel like those sorts of things, like shame, impact people differently when they've got so many people watching them and so much conversation that happens around their lives? I imagine it's quite different from what the rest of us might experience individually.
Oh, it's completely different because, you know, the people, we can't say yet who's on season two, but it'll be released soon. But you know, the people that we speak to and that are high in their sphere, they have a microscope on them. And so since they have a microscope on them, the whole world sees every mistake they make, every misstep that they make. And people that don't necessarily have that platform or have this huge following can sweep things under the rug, easily said than done. But either way, it's not healthy because when we have those mistakes and frailties and failures, they're always still going to be there regardless if the world doesn't know us or if the world does know us. But I think it's important to hear their perspective because of the reality of their heightened fame, if you will, and really seeing how they deal with it. And all of them, you know, I was just so humbled that all of them gave a different way, a different path on how to get free. Mm. But the biggest goal was, how do you get free? And that's the whole point of the show, season two.
And I think one of the differences for them too would be that we can decide as the people looking on what they should be ashamed about. You know, someone can comment on something, someone can say, don't you feel bad about this or about that? Whereas we don't necessarily each have people doing that in our lives. So it's great that you gave them an opportunity to speak about freedom. And for you yourself, what do you think some of the ways are that people can get free from shame?
The biggest way to get free from shame is to confront it. The biggest way is to be honest, to be transparent, to be vulnerable, to be honest with yourself that you deal with these things. I think for me, even during this time of quarantine, and I spoke about it before, like I realized that there were certain things that I never confronted that I needed to confront in order to be free. And it was really about the pattern of my thoughts. Like I would go from 1 to 10 of like, okay, if this doesn't happen, this can happen, or vice versa. And I realized that wasn't a healthy way of living. That wasn't the normal way of living. Like I had, you know, just a spirit of fear or a spirit of worry or all those different things. But for me, the way that I got through that hump was to confront it. And I think we, as a generation, like to sweep things under the rug. We don't want to notice them. We want to run away from them. But I think also during this time of lockdown and COVID and quarantine is we have an ability to confront the things that we don't want to confront because we are left with just ourselves. And I think that that is a perfect way for us to get to freedom, is to confront it first and to acknowledge it first.
I think that's incredibly insightful, that idea of a generation who very much needs to confront the things they hide under the rug. And in some ways, that's probably what we're seeing happen in America right now, because you've got the COVID situation happening and there's a lot of grief and conversation around that and how that's being managed. But then you've also got the issue of race, which just seems to come up again and again, and the absolute horrific treatment of people of color. And as someone from Australia, as someone watching on as an outsider in a way, it can be very hard to understand exactly what's happening and why these issues pop up. I know it's something you're really passionate about. What do you think needs to change so that the narrative of racial divide once and for all just stops and people are treated equally and loved well?
Whew, so many different things. One, the spirit needs to change. There needs to be a spirit of humility. I think that people, white people in general, need to realize that they don't know what it feels like and they don't know what it is to be a black female or black male and be able to be open and have these conversations. And I think too, especially with the church, and I think that that's obviously one thing that I also am vocal and I speak about, and obviously I'm a woman of faith and I'm, you know, I go to church and all those different things, but it starts in the kingdom. It starts in the kingdom. And I feel as though we are at a place where we are divided even in the church, because we have one view of looking this way. We have another view of looking this way. If we realize that Christ, we can't hate our brethren and be a Christ follower. We just can't. And I think that conversations need to be had. I think more white people need to be able to speak up about what's going on. I posted like one of my last Insta stories was basically like, what is the white allies challenge? And it really is, we need our friends that are not of color to speak up about these things, because how much more can we speak up about it? Obviously, you're not going to feel and understand our pain, but you can at least have empathy and compassion. And I think when there's people that talk about, oh, black, what about black? Because Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. No, we're talking about Black Lives Matter because there's an issue with Black lives. And so again, it has to do with the heart posture. It has to do with, you know, shifting and understanding and having humility to really want to understand and hear your further, you know, your fellow brethren and sister. And I think, you know, it's painful when, and I say this all the time, it's very painful when you feel like America loves black culture. Mm. They love our culture. But when it's time to speak up about us, they're silent. There's an issue with that. So
It's so huge. And I'm glad that you're able to bring pathways forward, because I think, like anything, if you're somebody who doesn't necessarily feel part of the culture individually, it can be really hard to know how to speak up and how to support without being somebody who's like, I'm going to stand for a group of people that I'm not necessarily personally a part of. So I think it's great that you give people permission to be allies, to support, and to elevate a voice that might otherwise not be being heard quite so well. So thank you for that.
Yes. And I think too, it's take action. You know, the action step is, yes, white people speak up, but make those phone calls on behalf of your Black brother and sister. And when you make those phone calls, you're able to say if you're a Caucasian or if you're an African American, so that people can see the diversity in those calls. Mm. And I think, and you know, again, the biggest thing for me is it starts in the heart, and then it starts at home. And we as a body of Christ have a lot of work to do for the people to really hear what we are trying to say.
Mm. And you're someone, I think, who starts really important conversations. And we know that that's going to be what happens through the conversation with Haley. A lot of people already being impacted by that. But also when it comes to season two, you're going to stir a lot of great thought, I think, with people. What's your intention with season two? When it comes out, how do you want it to land with people and impact them?
A little bit is controversial, so BTW, FYI, get ready for that, which I'm excited about because I don't think that we need to play safe anymore. I think the way in order for us to grow as a community and as a generation is if we, you know, are outside the box a little bit. And I pray that they walk away with freedom. Again, it is a overall season about shame and all those different things. And I think the whole point of this, me taking people on this journey, is to discover how to break free from their own shame. So my heart and desire is for people to walk away free and find new tools to break free from their shame.
Well, thank you for all that you've done to bring it to us. And I can't wait to see season two, Natalie. Thank you so much.
Yes. And thank you for having me. Can't wait for you guys to see it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.